I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Big Fish at IU's Ruth Ann Halls Theater is a musical account of a son, Will Bloom, trying to salvage the relationship with his storytelling father, Edward Bloom. As the young man says, he told stories about things that he didn't do and concealed things that he did do. Big Fish, directed by Richard Roland, is an episodic evening that plays with time and reality. Ray Fellman, who prepared the singers, leads an unusual sextet: keyboard, bass, drums, guitar, violin, and cello. The imaginative choreography is by DJ Gray, and if you've ever wondered how many ways basic chairs can be used in a show, this is the answer for you. Elizabeth Grace Davis's costumes include the giant's stilts, the witch's costumes, the mermaid's attire, and lots of color and variety for the large cast. Reuben Lucas is responsible for the rounded barn setting, big doors at the rear, pairs of side doors on either. He also created the projections on the board walls of a town, a river, rainfall, and just patterns. The show opens with Father Edward, Benjamin Dow, singing "Be the Hero, Slay the Dragon, Storm the Castle." Alabama Stomp is Edward's number that gets the whole cast dancing and the fish simply flying up out of the river. A bit earlier, or maybe later, he and his hometown rival Don Price, Kevin Dolan, venture into the swamp to consult the witch, Danielle McKnight, and her mixed coven. She shows Edward his death, and in story after story, he checks to be sure that this isn't the one where he dies. Though Edward is linked with his Ashtontown home honey Jenny Hill, Allison Deemer's, he's out on the road for adventure. Lisa Podolka supplies one memory, as Edward claims that he saw her as a charming mermaid. Back in Ashton, it's Edward to the rescue, saving the place from the giant Carl, George Mulder. Later, he falls for the tap-dancing Sandra Templeton, Maya McQueen, at a circus tryout. Edward works for the show's Amos, Taylor Ward, for 3 years to gain clues about Sandra's whereabouts. Speaking of wares, Amos is a werewolf. During this act, son Will, Sam Sanderson, weds Josephine, Madeline Allender, and Edward spills the beans that she's pregnant. The act ends as Edward and Sandra are united in a real and projected field of her favorite daffodils. In the second act, son Will ruminates on his continued puzzlement about his father and his anticipated fatherhood. For Will, it's a matter of two strangers, one with a twisted past, the other with an unforeseen future. He questions his father, and Edward reacts in anger as his storied life is tested. And then there's a set of scenes about what actually Edward did do, but doesn't talk about. It all is foreshadowed with Will and Josephine finding a deed to a house in the name of former hometown honey Jenny Hill and Edward. A scene from the past has Edward, with financial help from Carl the Giant and Amos the Werewolf, convincing the Ashtonites to move from their site, the site of a new lake, to start over on safe higher ground. When Will actually visits Jenny Hill in her home, she simply says that he doesn't understand and leaves it and us there. Big Fish offers a strong cast of singers, dancers, and actors. Benjamin Dow as Edward is the main focus, the younger and the older. He's a fine actor and a strong singer. Maya McQueen is an engaging tapper at the circus, a sympathetic and clever wife to Edward and mother to Will. Madeline Allender is a charmer as Will's pregnant wife, Josephine. Danielle McKnight is a frightening witch. George Mulder on stilts, and later still quite tall, was Carl the Giant. Lisa Podolka made a fetching mermaid, complete with tail. As Adam is dying, Will and he go back through his stories and the characters, the prophesying witch, the mermaid, the giant, the werewolf, and the final exit. As the show ends, Will has found the truth in the stories and he's singing "Be the Hero" to his own son in the same way that Edward sang to him. Big Fish at IU's Ruth Ann Halls Theater plays through November 2nd. You may see this review and other reviews and previews at wfiu.org/arts. And at the Theater For You, I'm George Walker.